Chapter 8. Baby grows up. The next morning, Cyril went to see the sand fairy.
"I've had an idea," he said. "We always come to the sand pit to make our wishes, and we can never decide what to wish for. Can we try wishing at home or when we're out playing? Those wishes might be more sensible."
The sand fairy stretched its furry brown arms and yawned.
"Yes, you can,"
he said sleepily and disappeared into the sand. It was a lovely sunny day, and the children decided to go into the woods to pick some nuts. After a while, they sat down on the mossy grass to rest. But Baby didn't want to rest. He pulled up handfuls of moss and threw them at his brothers and sisters. He took Cyril's watch out of his pocket and tried to dig with it. He trod on the watch and broke the glass.
"Babies are babies for such a long time," sighed Cyril. "I can't wait for him to grow up."
"He will grow up one day," said Anthea dreamily, stroking Baby's hair.
"But when? He's so naughty. I wish he would grow up now."
Anthea, Robert and Jane stared at Cyril.
"What have you done?" whispered Anthea.
And Baby started to change. First his face became thinner, then his mouth became bigger, and a little moustache appeared on his upper lip. Anthea and Jane were horrified. They wished as hard as they could that the wish would stop, but when they opened their eyes, they saw a tall young man wearing a grey suit and a green tie. On his head was a straw hat. He leaned against a tree and asked,
"How far is it to the station? I might go to London for the afternoon."
Baby's brothers and sisters looked miserably at each other. What would happen to him at sunset?
"You can't do that," cried Anthea. "Come to Rochester with us."
"I'm your big brother. I can do as I like," said Baby. "And now I'd like to be alone. Go home. And don't wait up for me. I'll be home very late."
"Let me and Robert come with you," suggested Cyril. He was very worried now.
"I've changed my mind," said Baby. "I think I'll ride my bicycle to Rochester."
Anthea took a pin from her pocket and quietly handed it to Cyril. He tiptoed away and ran to the road. A shiny new bicycle was leaning on a gate. Quickly, Cyril pushed the pin into both the tyres. The air hissed out of them, and the tyres soon went flat. When the others arrived, Robert said,
"Oh dear, your tyres are flat."
Anthea bent down to look. When she stood up, she showed Baby a sharp thorn.
"So that's what did it," said Baby. "I'll need some water to help me mend the punctures."
They went to look for some water. After a while, they saw a cafe. The lady in the cafe gave them a bowl of water. Baby mended his punctures, and the others ate cheese sandwiches and chocolate cake. When he had mended his punctures, Baby stood up. He said,
"I can see a young lady. She's got a bicycle. A tire on her bicycle is flat too. I'll help her to mend it. Go home, all of you."
The children didn't go home. They went to hide in the garden. After a few moments, they heard Baby say, very politely,
"Have you got a puncture, miss? I'd be very happy to mend it for you."
"You're very kind," replied the young lady.
When the puncture was mended, Baby said,
"It's getting late. May I ride with you?"
Anthea rushed out from her hiding place and cried, "Don't let him go with you. He's not what you think he is."
"What do you mean?" she asked. "What is he?"
"He's really just a baby. Or he will be when the sun sets."
The young lady stared at Anthea. She thought Anthea was mad. She got on her bicycle and rode away. When she had gone, Cyril spoke seriously to Baby.
"Let us take you home now," he said. "Things will look better in the morning."
"You're all mad, especially young Anthea," replied Baby, looking puzzled. "There's nothing wrong with me. I think I'd better take you home."
While Baby wasn't looking, Robert had pushed the pin into one of Baby's tyres again. The bicycle now had another puncture,
and Baby agreed to push it home. They reached the White House just before sunset. Baby marched through the gate and was met by Martha.
"Come to me, my darling baby," she cried, and picked him up.
Of course, to Martha, Baby looked the same as always, but the children saw a nursemaid carrying a tall young man in a grey suit and a green tie. He had a straw hat on his head and a very cross expression on his face. Later, when Baby was a baby again, Cyril said,
"What a dreadful young man. I hope Baby doesn't really grow up like that."
"He won't," said Anthea, stroking Baby's cheek. "We will make sure of that."